listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Voters' trust in the election process has become a point of discussion in Utah and around the country. One group has ideas for how to restore that trust.
We begin our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote 2024, with KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston. Peter?
Amanda, Pew Research Center shows Republicans gained trust in elections after former President Donald Trump won back in 2016. But that trust fell after he lost in 2020.
And vice versa. You know, there was kind of a change from on the Democrat side when Biden won that their trust jumped.
Sutherland Institute Chief of Growth Derek Monson says it could help to make voting more simple.
If we go and vote in an election center, you know, we have to wait in a long line. Is it easy to get in and process your ballot? If you vote by mail, are there issues?
Monson adds that it's important for the public to know the many security measures currently in elections so they can have faith in the process. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
That mistrust in the election system also taking a toll on our election workers. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote 2024. Adam?
Tim, Taylor Morgan, partner at Morgan May Public Affairs and occasional host of our KSL at Night program, says county clerks are already asked to do a lot between elections, auditing for many of them. All this, he says, without a salary to reflect the skill it takes to do that job. He says what he calls unfounded concerns about election fraud has only made things worse for them.
The demands of the job combined with insufficient budgets, insufficient salaries, you throw on top of that some, you know, unnecessary, unbased political drama, and I think it does become a little too much for a lot of our county election officials.
Taylor says Utah was actually one of the first states to put in a lot of different protections in our election statutes to make sure election fraud isn't today and won't become an issue here. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Now the White House is facing criticism on both sides of the political aisle for his decision that would pause a shipment of weapons to Israel. ABC's Martha Raddatz is following the story.
They do want some influence on Prime Minister Netanyahu and others in Israel, and they haven't really gotten that. Month after month, they said, no, we're not going to consider that, not anything we considered now. So you really don't know what they will do in the future if this continues and the U.S. continues to be unhappy about it. And remember those protests. President Biden is getting a lot of pushback for the U.S. support of the war in Gaza, and he is weighing that as well.
The Pentagon confirmed they paused a shipment of 3,500 weapons, most of them bombs. The president says they will continue to supply Israel with shipments of Iron Dome rocket interceptors.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says the pandemic ended a long time ago, and federal workers who are still working from home should be back at the office. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, Senator Romney, along with Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, are upset at the number of federal agency buildings that seem really empty. Now, pandemic or not, a federal personal management survey published with the Federal Times found at least 70% of federal employees occasionally work remotely instead of heading into the office. A new bill proposed by the two senators would limit that. For now, unions for federal workers are pushing back against it, and they're saying the ability to work remotely promotes healthier workers. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Dog owners here in Utah are being warned to be aware of a rise in parvo. It's a virus that can be dangerous, especially for young dogs.
And then it attacks their intestines. If it gets really bad, it can get into their bone marrow and can be really quite serious.
Davis Mobile Veterinary Services' Dr. Amanda Vockler says the virus is often spread to other dogs through droppings. She suggests getting your dog vaccinated because antibiotics are not effective against parvo.
Time again for First Look Traffic.